I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Under the best of circumstances, adolescence can be a very challenging time. Navigating shifting friendships, sorting out relationships with parents, fantasizing about what the future may hold. For some, adolescence is also a time to sort out one's identity in much more fundamental ways that seem so essential, so compelling. As Ralph Ellison wrote in his novel Invisible Man, "When I discover who I am, I'll be free." And we hear echoes of these sentiments from this week's essayist, 13-year-old Will Malloy.
I am transgender. When I was born, I was seen as a girl, but I am a boy. A year and a half ago, I could have never predicted what my life would be like now. It took me a long time to realize and accept who I really was. It was a realization, not a decision. The decision part came with deciding what to do with my realization. It took a while to accept myself, but once I did, I had to do something about it. 8 months ago, I sat crying on the floor, verbally spewing my emotions onto two of my best friends. To my great relief, they hugged me and assured me everything was going to be okay. That was the easy part. Then, I had to tell my family. I told my grandma first. In about a week, I found myself sitting in her chair, my heart beating out of my chest. The whole way there, my palms had been sweating, and now I found it physically impossible to speak. Truly, physically impossible. Finally, the words spilled out of me, and I felt a weight leave my shoulders. The next day, I wrote a very long email to my parents. Somehow, only a couple days later, everyone knew my deepest secret. The support I received was absolutely incredible. I'd gone from feeling lost, alone, and scared, to accepted and loved, but still terrified. That summer was very hard. Suddenly, I was afraid to talk to or see people that I cared about. I knew that I would have to return to school, and I didn't quite know what was going to happen. My life completely changed over those 3 months. How were people going to react? The thing is, it was difficult for me, but there are so many others out there, just like me, who aren't accepted. It's difficult to imagine how hard it is for them, and this isn't right. I believe everyone deserves love, validation, and acceptance. This experience has taught me to be thankful for the people who surround me because so many people in my position are not as lucky. Being fully accepted is truly a miracle I am living every day, a miracle I hope to continue to live, and I hope others get to live it too.
Will Malloy is an 8th grade student at the Moses Brown School in Providence. He lives with his family in Warwick. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.